Well, you could put a doorknob, almost anything in that.
I see.
Always leave one in the nest, and then take out the other, leave one in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get ready, when the old hen got ready to set, we just put some eggs in the nest, and she'd hatch the little chickens.
I see. Would you keep the little chickens off by themselves?
No. Had a coop for each hen and each chicken.
I see.
At night, every one of them in his own nest, and we'd shut them up.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the owls. What other things got after your...
Well, possums would catch them.
Uh-huh.
But the owls, some of the neighbors had the chickens roost in trees, and you know the owls would get up there and push that hen, just keep pushing until it pushed off, and catch it as it flew. That's the way they'd catch them.
That's how they catch them.
I heard one hollering the other night over here, this man over here's got some chickens. I wonder if he's catching his. Well, they were. They just inch along till the hen got, before she could go in, and she'd fall. He'd catch her before she got to the ground.
That's how they do it. Now, is that the big, what'd you call them? The big, is this the hoot owl?
Yes.
And these are smaller owls, what'd you call them?
Screech owls.
They wouldn't, they couldn't do that.
No, they had to get in your crib and catch mice.
Oh, I see.
We used to have them in our crib out and a king snake.
Catch
a king snake in that, catch the mice.
I see.
These little screech owls would catch them too, but they'd shiver, make you scare you when they'd holler. They'd shiver and shake, you know.
Yeah.
They're pretty little old things.
They really have a terrible cry.
Yeah, they sure do, make you shiver. Mm-hmm. Scares children, you know, when we're little, it scares.
How would you call the chickens when you wanted them to come to feed?
Call them, let me see if I don't got how to say it over there. Chick, chick, chickie, chickie, chick, chickie. They'd all come running.
They'd come, they'd know.
They have the corn shelled and ready to feed them.
Mm-hmm. How would you call the hogs? Would you call them up?
That's another Joan, I don't know how to say that. We used to call them pig, piggie, 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 piggie. Something like that. I don't know, sort of like that.
Uh-huh.
They'd come.
Yeah, would you call the cows?
Sook cow.
I see. Uh-huh. How would you call the mules and the horses?
Well, they called them by name. I don't know.
By
they
name.
Just named them all, you know. Uh-huh. They called them by name.
Where would you keep the horses and mules?
In the barn.
They'd stay inside?
In stalls.
I see.
Up the top of fodder and hay, you know, and stuff. Their stall was down on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Had one big door in the middle and the stall all out.
I see.
Each one had his own stall.
Uh-huh. Where would you do the milking? Would you milk inside the barn or outside?
Milk outside.
Uh-huh.
In the cow pen, we called
it. That's the cow pen.
Had a pen for the cows.
Uh-huh.
And then the next year, they'd build a cow pen over here, plow this and all up and plant turnips. Had the biggest turnips here, so. Next year, he'd put the cows back over here and plow up that one.
Yeah, I see.
Make the turnips.
Good, rich ground.
Just make the prettiest, best turnips.
Uh-huh.
My daddy was a farmer. He had plenty of everything. He planted everything.
He knew how to do it.
Plant these old, we call it blue cane. We call it Louisiana cane. I don't know what this blue cane, jointed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Make good molasses. That's what make our sugar out of.
I see. Mm-hmm. If you took a calf away from a cow, what would the cow do? She'd
holler and moo a while, but she'd get over it.
She'd get over it, huh? How long would the calf carry on?
Well, we'd have to feed the calf, you know.
Uh-huh. Would it holler too?
Yes. It'd keep up a racket for a good little bit, and then it'd quit.
I see. Did you ever say, listening to that calf blate? What was the word that you'd say to describe the sound that the calf made? Would it be, did you say the calf